Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the Polaris 360. And this is a little unknown cleaner in a lot of arenas as far as the application of it, the use, and how good this cleaner is. And I'll go over the return side cleaner and what it actually is and why it's different than a pressure side cleaner. And it's different than a robotic pool cleaner. And it's definitely different than a suction side cleaner. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I truly believe that if there were no pressure side cleaners, the Polaris 360 would have a bigger footprint in the market. But since there's a lot of confusion over what the Polaris 360 is and how it compares to a Polaris 280 or Polaris 380 or 3900 Sport or the Polaris Quattro, there's a lot of confusion of the Polaris 360 being dropped into the category of a pressure side cleaner, which it is not. It's actually a return side cleaner. And there were actually three of these that were manufactured at one time. There was one made by Pool Vernugan. They made a return side cleaner, believe it or not, that was discontinued by Hayward. I think that Hayward probably should have put more effort into keeping that because I think there's a big market for it. And I thought that the Pool Vernugan model worked really well. It didn't work as well as a Polaris 360, granted, but it did really work well because of the gears in there and the concept. So it was very similar to the suction side Pool Vernugan, but they dropped that maybe several years ago. Hayward stopped manufacturing that one. And then Pentair has a Legend that is a pressure side cleaner, but it's really not popular. And I've actually never seen one. So the Polaris 360 or the Polaris TR36P, which is the black version, black and blue version. Doesn't sound too good, but it's black with a blue shell, I should say that. And you can also get this one. And I like the black hoses. I think there's a market for that. Most people will just get the Polaris 360 with the white hoses. And why do I say that if there were no pressure cleaners, this would be a big seller? It's because it's a return side cleaner and it works off of the return lines in the pool. It doesn't require a separate booster pump. And so therein lies the confusion because people just drop it into a pressure cleaner category. And I've even had a customer that had a booster pump pressure cleaner set up by a Polaris 360 on accident because the person at the store thought it was the same as a Polaris 280, which it is not. And I know I'm spending, you know, an ample amount of time on describing the Polaris 360 and pressure cleaners and return side cleaners. So again, the main difference is that the Polaris 360 does not require a separate booster pump to have been plumbed in when the pool was built. It'll actually run off of your current system if you have these particular parameters in your setup. And that is, you have to have a full-size filter. I would prefer you having a 300 square foot cartridge filter, or at least a 60 square foot diatomaceous earth filter. A 300 pound sand filter would kind of fit into that category because there is some back pressure created when you connect the Polaris 360 to the pool. And I think the smaller filters suffer from the back pressure and don't work as effectively. If you have a large filter, if the PSI goes up by 4, it's not really going to be a big deal. It doesn't really affect the flow of the pool. So just be aware that there is some back pressure with the Polaris 360 and you need a full-size filter that can handle that back pressure. Another thing that you have to know about the Polaris 360 is that it works off of 1.5-inch threaded return lines. So if your pool has stub pipes, it's not going to work in there. And if it has fittings that you can't unthread, then it's not going to work in there. But most pools with threaded fittings, you can unscrew the return jet eyeball and you can put the Polaris 360 connector in there, which is a quick disconnect, very similar to what you would find on a Polaris 280 or any of the Polaris cleaners. So it needs to have 1.5-inch threaded return lines, preferably more than just one return line. You would want to have 2 or 3 return lines to work off of, because this is important during the setup, and I'll go over that when I talk about setting this up. I've never installed a Polaris 360 on a pool with one return line, and there's many reasons for that, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that you do need more return lines, and you don't connect it at the skimmer, which is good, but since you're connecting it to one of the return lines, it may affect the skimmer action or the flow of water to the skimmer. So you may notice more surface debris with the Polaris 360 connected, because one of the return jets is being utilized for the Polaris 360. You may have another return jet closed off, or you may have another return jet restricted. And this all adds to, really, I don't know if it's poor circulation, but I would say the circulation is definitely impacted by the Polaris 360 connected to the pool. So you may notice more surface debris, and you may notice the skimmer is not as effective without the Polaris 360 connected. You may not notice any difference, but I'm just putting that out there so you know that the possibility that that would happen. And basically, that's all you need, and a full-size pump. I would say 1 horsepower or greater. That way you have enough power to power the Polaris 360. Let me talk a little bit about setting this thing up. I mentioned 1.5-inch return lines. I have a setup video. It's on YouTube. You can find that there. But basically, I can describe it to you. You're going to connect the Polaris 360 to the most central return line. So hopefully you have one in the middle of the pool. If not, you know, as close to the middle as possible. And then, because it requires quite a bit of return pressure to operate, basically it takes the return from the pool and it goes through the hose. The hose is about 1 inch in diameter. And at the bottom of the Polaris 360 are these, what they call venturis. And then that kind of siphons the water, or turns it into high pressure, and that, I don't know, siphon's not the right word, it diffuses the water from the 1 inch down to really small, almost like you could put a paper clip inside the tip of the venturi. So it's a really small opening, and that creates water pressure, and that creates the water that's going to move the cleaner, as well as push the debris up into the bag on top. Now, the opening of the Polaris 360 on the bottom is not quite as large as the Polaris 280, and that's mainly because I think you really can't have that kind of fine pressure being pushed through it, and it's not going to have the ability to have a gigantic opening. But it's fairly big. It's almost as big as the 280, but not quite. And it's definitely much bigger than a suction cleaner. The suction cleaner opening, maybe you have, you know, 3/4 of an inch by 1/2 inch, because you really can't have a bigger opening in order for it to work effectively. You may have some cleaners that have close to 1 inch as an opening, but the Polaris 360 can pick up golf balls, it can pick up gophers. It's a really big opening, and that's why I recommend it for certain pools. And I'll touch on my recommendation of why you would want to get a Polaris 360 over a suction cleaner. So the setup requires this water to be pushed through the 1 inch hose, and at the other end is a quick disconnect that also helps to regulate the water pressure coming out of this return jet. And so that's why in a lot of installations that I do, I'm plugging off one return line. So I'm usually using a 1.5-inch threaded plug, and I'm plugging off a return line. And then I'm using maybe a restricted or reducer eyeball on another return line. And so instead of it having a return line eyeball the size of, you know, maybe a $0.50 or a quarter, you put a restrictor eyeball in there, and you may have a return that you can maybe stick a pencil in, maybe even smaller than that. Maybe you can't even get the tip of a pen in there. So it's pretty small, and you're restricting that return line because you're trying to create more pressure in the return line where the Polaris 360 is connected. That's why I mentioned it may affect the circulation of the pool as far as surface cleaning, because you're restricting one, blocking off another. I've never had to plug 2 return lines before, so I'm always usually blocking off one. Sometimes I'm using 2 restricted eyeballs in there, and I'll leave both of the other return lines open. Now, if you have a spa that has a return that's circulating, maybe you have a spa with a spillway that's 6 inches above the pool, so you know there's water going to the spa jets, and that means that you're going to have to restrict the pool jets even more. So you may have to definitely plug one off and restrict 1 or 2 other pool jets in order to get the Polaris 360 moving, because you need a certain wheel revolution per minute for it to work effectively. And so that's why you're restricting lines, creating more of the return going directly to the Polaris 360. And that's why you really can't install this on a pool with one return line, because I think it's going to cause way too much back pressure. And this is where the back pressure I mentioned earlier comes into play with the filter, because since you're restricting some of the returns and you have some water going to the Polaris 360, you're going to have some back pressure, which means that the water returning to the pool is not moving as fast as the water that's being pulled into the pool from the pump, from the skimmer, or the drains. And therefore, the filter PSI will go up maybe 4 PSI. I haven't had any go past 5 PSI. So let's say you have a 60 square foot D filter. And normally, when it's clean, it's at 18 PSI. When you connect the Polaris 360 to it and you turn the pool on, it may be clean. A clean PSI may be 23 PSI. Because again, you're pulling water faster from the suction side, the skimmer, the drains, then you're returning it to the pool because the Polaris 360 is restricting some of the flow back with a plug return line or restricted return line or with the water going to the Polaris 360. And I think you need to know this before you purchase the Polaris 360 because you may fear your filter exploding. It's really not going to cause a major problem with your filter. You know, if the PSI gets to like 40 or 50, yes, then you have a danger of it exploding. But you're not going to have much flow anyway, so it's going to really affect the suction. So it's one of those things where it's kind of a minor issue, but it is something that you'll notice right away. And it's something you need to be aware of. And that's why I recommend a full-size filter in that case. Now, what would be the application of the Polaris 360? But once you have it installed, and it is a little bit difficult to install, I won't lie to you, that getting everything regulated, getting the return lines regulated so that you have enough flow, it's not the easiest thing to do. But once you have it regulated and you have the thing moving in the pool, the Polaris 360 is moving well, it's going to really be a game changer in a lot of situations. If your pool has a lot of heavy debris, and you know, back in Texas and other states where they have a lot of pressure cleaners, pressure side cleaners, they're great because they're designed for the heavy debris. They're designed to work picking up leaf debris that a suction cleaner can't get. Much like a robotic pool cleaner, it has the ability to pick up larger debris. So the Polaris 360 will actually leave a pool that normally the suction cleaner will get stuck on debris. Every week you would find it just sitting there full of debris. The Polaris 360 doesn't have that problem, and it'll leave the pool spotless, really. It won't really do a good job on the walls because it's not meant to climb the walls, but there's really not much dirt on the walls anyway. So when I have a pool with a Polaris 360, what I do is I brush the pool walls down to the bottom, and then I'll put a sand silt bag on my Polaris 360s. And this is a great way to make sure that it picks up the finer dirt and, you know, the silt in there. I don't like the standard bag. I mean, it's okay if you have maybe leaf debris, but I really like the sand silt bag because it really picks up dirt just almost as well as a suction cleaner. And you're going to notice right away that the pool stays much cleaner with the sand silt bag. And I usually brush the pool just for consistency so that when I leave, it looks really clean. So sometimes you'll see a little bit of dirt streaking on maybe the one side of the shallow end because the Polaris 360 can't get up a little of that little cove area or slope area. So I'll just brush it down. And invariably with the sand silt bag, it'll pick up the debris. And then you just take the bag off, empty the bag, put it back on, and you really have a large capacity. I would say the bag is probably enough to fill up a skimmer basket in some cases if you wanted to kind of equate it, because it compacts it and they're really good too. So not only will it, you know, pick up debris and large debris and a lot of debris, but the bag actually has an ability to actually hold more than you would think, because as the debris is in there and it's wet, it kind of turns into mush and it kind of is able to be pushed around and compacted. And so it does have a good capacity. Sometimes it gets so full that you'll find it like tipped over. I've had that happen before, you know, if it gets a lot of heavy debris in there. But in most cases, you're going to have no problem with this cleaner picking up really large leaf debris in your pool, a pool that gets a lot of leaves in there. This is definitely the cleaner for you over a suction side cleaner. Now, let me talk about a few of the drawbacks of the Polaris 360. Now, I mentioned the back pressure and maybe the surface skimming. There's a couple other drawbacks over a Polaris 280, which is a standard pressure cleaner. You would run the Polaris 280 for maybe 2 hours a day. And so the parts in the Polaris 280 last a very long time because you're only running it 2 hours per day. But the Polaris 360 will run as your pool is running. Basically, if you have a variable speed pump, if it's running at a high enough speed, the Polaris 360 is moving. So you can regulate the time somewhat with the variable speed pump. If you're using a low speed of 1700, it's not going to move in the pool much, so you're not going to have a lot of parts wearing off. But you really want to run the Polaris 360 for at least 4 or 5 hours per day at the higher RPM or speed. Now, if you have just a standard single speed pump, it's going to be running just like a suction cleaner. As long as the pump is running, the cleaner will be running in the pool. And so the parts aren't going to be nearly as long lasting and durable as the Polaris 280 or other pressure cleaners because it's running a lot longer in the pool. And it also has the band type construction in the inside, or actually the belt type, I should say. I call it the band, but it's the belt. And I prefer the gear shaft of the Polaris 280. I find that to be longer lasting and much easier to repair when you rebuild it than the belt type Polaris cleaner. So unfortunately, it does have the belt like the Polaris 380, which is its pressure cleaner, sister cleaner. So I'm not a big fan of that. And then the last drawback is that the hoses aren't extremely durable. They make them light so they float on the surface, and that's kind of important for this cleaner to work effectively. If the hose is sunk to the bottom, it wouldn't work nearly as well. And so it's made out of a lighter plastic material, and this plastic material tends to get holes in it easily. So if it's rubbing against maybe a step area, or if it's rubbing against the wall continuously, it's going to wear a hole in this in the hose. And so definitely get some spare hoses and keep them at your pool, because they're not super long lasting. If you do pool service and you have a Polaris 280 on your route, you know that those hoses will last like 20 years. They'll be so old and stiff that the Polaris isn't even turning in the pool, but they're not cracking. So the Polaris 360 hoses are weaker because by nature they're designed to be thin, so they float on the surface and don't sink to the bottom. And this is an important factor because the parts are going to wear out faster and the hoses will wear out faster. So be aware of that. But I think the benefit of the Polaris 360, the fact that it works very much like a standard pressure cleaner with a booster pump, definitely outweighs the negative of maybe more part changes and more parts for it. And the setup is trickier. But once you have a setup, you really have nothing to do at that point except keep your filter clean. Because since it works off the return line, it will be affected by how dirty your pool filter gets. So remember that if your pool filter is getting dirty, backwash it so that the Polaris 360 has enough flow so it can actually clean the pool, or take apart your cartridge filter and clean it. But bottom line, I think this is a great cleaner, and I would highly recommend it for you if you have a pool that fits all the criteria I mentioned and has heavy debris. Look at the Polaris 360. I think it's better than a suction cleaner, especially if your pool has a lot of heavy debris. If you're looking for other podcasts I recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingprolearning.com, on the banner. Click on the podcast icon, and over 1,300 podcasts are there for you. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.